Hi everyone, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for following my journey to see what God is doing within me as well as within my life. I don't know about you, but I sure look forward to what's to come. Hi everybody, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for joining me today on episode 13, Accountability Partner, Accountability Matters Continued. I am going to wear my headphones on some of my podcasts so that I can use my laptop to help me stay on track with some of the things that I want to talk to you about. So to refresh before I get started, I recently started my own accountability partnership. And if you watched the last episode, you know that my partnership is with my husband, which is something that was just placed on my heart, and it's going really well. We did our first check-in day yesterday, since it's been our, this is like our first week, so we're officially starting it, and we went hiking. We've never done anything quite like that before together, so the fact that we went out hiking was just awesome in itself, but the fact that we both enjoyed ourselves. And when we were done, my husband thanked me for dragging him out. You know, it was just really good for us. And we're looking forward to going back again to those trails, as well as we've been researching some other ones for the future. So, you know, it's really good that we were able to go out there and do something new together, especially me walking through the hiking trails with my cane. And that was first time I've done that since I've become blind. So that was really fun. But we also had a lot of time to talk about, you know, now, about tomorrow, about a year from now, and, you know, just different goals that we have, things that we want to do in life. So I really think that my first check-in day was brilliant, and I absolutely loved it. I'm glad that he and I are doing what we feel on our heart is best for us. So, in saying that, I decided to get a little technical, I guess, with this episode because some people need to have everything fine-tuned and really explained in detail, and that's totally fine. So, I wanted to do that so that way I'm kind of feeding all the followers, no matter what's, you know, if it's nonchalant that they are or if they're technical. I want to be able to get through to everyone and help everyone understand the importance of an accountability partner and what it could do for you if you decide that you would like to go that route. So if you don't mind, I am going to listen through my headphones as I talk, and I'm hoping that I won't have to put them on top of my head, that I'll be able to just hear through. So as far as what an accountability partnership is, it's a very effective as well as healthy way for you to implement and reach your goals. So I know that sometimes, like, we can set goals ourselves and then we're on it and doing it every day for like 3 to 5 days. And then all of a sudden we wake up one day and we're like, I don't feel like working out. Or me, I'm terrible about eating breakfast first thing in the morning. I don't like to eat, so I'm really unhealthy, and I'll shove protein drinks down my throat because I don't feel like sitting and eating. It's just icky thought to me, so I have to make myself eat a healthy breakfast every morning. You know, it may be sitting down to journal, you know, doing yard work, anything, you know, that you're struggling with. It's easy to fall off the track when you're doing it by yourself. Now, it's a lot easier if you have a good accountability partner. So that partnership really is meant to balance you out, not only to help you make your goals, but to help you meet those goals. And that's what check-in days are all about. So some people might have a check-in day once a week. Some people may have a once a month check-in day. I think that really typically varies depending on probably like what type of partnership that you're joining. There are accountability partnerships like mine, where it's just me and one other person. There are accountability partnerships where there are groups. So it really is just how you're feeling, what type of accountability partnership you feel would be best for you. So I'll help explain a little bit of that as I go down. Okay, so I have a few notes here on accountability versus partnership versus groups. So here are a few of the notes. Accountability comes in different shapes and sizes and are not usually exclusive. Partnerships are most effective when you know exactly what you need to accomplish, so what you need to do, maybe what you need in order to help you accomplish those goals. So you just need to know right out the gate what you need on all sides of the square, and I'm talking insides, outsides, corners, and everything. You cannot start your accountability partnership if you go in saying, oh, I just need to work out, but you don't have it set. Like, how often are you going to work out? What are your needs? Do you have needs to gain weight, to lose weight, to shift your weight? You know, and so you really need to break it all the way down to help you figure out what is best for you in this partnership. Because before you can even go out to search for who your partner will be, whether it will be a group or whether it will be one other person, you need to find your needs. And once you have decided on what your needs are on all levels, then you will much, much more easily be able to determine what type of partnership is best for you and who will be your partner. Okay? There are coaches that you can hire for this. You know, I'm pretty sure the title of it just helps you there understand it. They're going to coach you. They're going to stay on top of you. They're going to make you meet your goals. That's what they're supposed to do anyways. Okay, so in groups, that's typically where it's, you know, a group of people who have the same goals in mind, who have the same moral values. A lot of oftentimes that's important, especially depending on what your goal is. And those leaders, those group leaders, they'll be the ones to keep track of and to take charge when it comes to planning the meetings or group activities. You know, just different, anything involved in the groups, there should be a leader for that. And if you join a group and there's not a leader and you don't feel like it's your place or you don't feel like it's your time in life to step up and take over as the leader, but you're feeling like you're not getting enough out of it because there's not a leader doing things on a regular, you know, orderly basis, then maybe you should stop and find another group. Definitely, I would not encourage you to continue in a group that is causing any kind of conflict in your life or additional stress that you're trying to stay away from. Okay, so what I have here are five steps that I've kind of came up with. These are things that have helped me in the past when I've done accountability partnerships through like Bible studies or just ladies of the church. Different things. I've had different accountability partners throughout my life. So what I've done is just kind of gone through and written out some different things that have helped me over time. And honestly, I really did this initially to kind of help me to remember to stay on track as I was joining into a new accountability partnership. So it was more like my journal notes kind of unraveling, and I thought maybe sharing these with you would help a little bit. So I'll go down and read this. Okay, so we discussed the first one already. Know what you need. You've got to know exactly what your needs are. If you don't know what your needs are, then I'm sorry, but you're not going to achieve your goal. It's just that simple. You've got to know what those are, and you have to have a plan mapped out, or at least a generalized one in your head, whether it's written down or not. So, okay, so make it a priority. The next one is, it has to be a priority. For me, if I don't make something a priority, then I'm not going to follow through with it every single time. Perfect example of that I was just talking to my husband about this morning. I set out doing my podcast and I thought, I'll do one every few weeks or maybe every week, but if I don't, every few weeks. And then it went from, okay, now I'm just going to do it whenever I have the time to, because I'm so stressed out and don't have time for everything. So do you see how my mindset just kind of kept moving there, and it just kept changing to fit my mood for the day? I wasn't doing what I said I was going to do with the podcast. And I told my husband that really bothered me, because here I was allowing something else to stress me out so, so greatly. And I wasn't happy doing the things that I was doing, but yet I had something sitting over here that I was so excited about doing, and have had tons of people ask me to do this because they would like to learn more about me and what I'm doing, my blindness, emotional things, depression. So I've been asked on many levels to do this, and I honestly am stoked to do it. But yet here it sat on the back burner for so long. So part of my accountability partnership is that I'm going to film every single Monday. And you see, when an accountability partnership is going well and you're motivated and you're determined, here you sit on a Wednesday, I had to stop, think for a second what today was, filming for the second time in 1 week. So just remember that you've got to know your priority, your needs and your priority. What are you going to prioritize? After you make your needs, your goal is your priority. Your accountability partnership is your priority. Okay? So, okay. So, some people, me, for example, I have to-do list, a lot of them. I have a Monday to-do list, a Tuesday, literally one for every day of the week, one for me and my husband. That's stuff that we need to work on together. I don't actually have a to-do list for Saturdays and Sundays. I do on the website, just to kind of like, okay, these are my days that I'm going to keep track of to remind me, those gentle reminders. So I have a main overall calendar, and at the top of that calendar, when I first open it up, it has my list of things to remind me. On my daily calendars, when I open those up, it has my top things to remind me of the first things I need to do that day, so that when I sit down here and I pull up my laptop and I'm like, oh, Monday says to do this. I haven't done that yet because I've been lazy. I need to get up and get away from my computer and go do the things that are important and that I'm prioritizing. So it's really important to make sure, that you're keeping track of it if you need to. So there are a few different ways that you can keep track of your goals and your achievements during your accountability partnership. I wouldn't call anything a failure, But maybe there's mishaps. Maybe there's room to grow. You know, you're having those, we'll just call them growing days. If it's a bad day and you feel like you set out to achieve, for example, me. Say Monday rolls around and I wake up and it's one of those just ugh days where I am just not feeling it, and I physically try, I emotionally try, I mentally try, and I'm still just not there. And I feel in my heart like it's just not the day for me to film today, and I don't film, is that a failure? No, that is not a failure. Now, I don't want to remind myself of that too much, because then I'll start using it as an excuse. And I don't want to use a growing day as an excuse, but sometimes we just have days where we need to stop and we need to breathe and we need to regroup. And those are not failure days. Those are growing days. So you take that time that you need and you do what you need to do to get you regrouped and back on track. Okay. That being said, call your partner, call your accountability partner and include them. Let them know. If you don't feel like picking up the phone and calling them, shoot them a text. You know, maybe when you get started on your accountability partnership, there should be a growing day thing. Talk about it. You know, this just honestly just came to me. I'm going to talk to my husband about this, and I'm going to let my husband know that if I'm not in the mood for it, I'm going to say growing day. And then maybe there's something else that he can do to help me get through that day a little easier. With me and my depression, we have tips and tricks that we use and we help people with because we found they worked for us. And if I'm having a bad day, I say life is strange. And he or my bestie or someone in my top five, they know what to do to jump in and help me get that under control. So maybe for you, it's a growing day, and that's okay. Just remember that your list and keeping you on track is important if you're one of those people that needs to have it down for you, okay? So we are going to go down here, and I'm going to read a couple of different ways that you can keep track of this. You can keep a daily worksheet, and that can look however you need it to look. I mean, even if it's just a Word document, which is what I use, actually. I use a Word document for my daily calendars. If I went into describing how I have all my calendars, you would just be completely confused. But I do use a Word document for just my daily ones. Because I can write a lot of extra notes in there, and I can shoot that over to my husband if I need to send that to him. You know, either way, it's just easy for me. I like doing it that way. If I'm doing stuff online, I can, you know, keep links to stuff in that document. And so that's just the way that I like to do it. So it can be that daily worksheet. It can be a weekly worksheet. It can be a monthly worksheet, a quarterly worksheet. You know, however you feel is best for you to keep organized, then do that. You may want to talk with your accountability partner and find out what works best for them. Maybe there's a way that the two of you or the group of you can come to an agreement, so that there's one way that you are tracking instead of multiple ways. Okay, so the next one is to choose your partner or your group wisely, making sure it works for you. So in the last episode, as I explained, I wasn't sure who I was going to get to be my accountability partner. You know, I'm not a current member of any church. I actually just attended church for the first time this past Sunday in several years. So it's, you know, I was like, well, you know, I'm not really in any Bible studies or, you know, in a church where I can ask, you know, a godly woman to mentor me through it and be my accountability partner. And so I wasn't sure, because, and it means no offense to anyone in my life, I just didn't have the person that felt like was the right person on my heart. And every person I thought just wasn't right, just wasn't right. And one day I'm in the kitchen and I'm doing the dishes and I'm praying, and all of a sudden it comes to me and it's my husband. So I ask my husband, and that's what we do. Had I used someone else as my partner, you know, another friend or mentor, it may not have been the same, because you've got to feel that, I believe. You know, maybe I'm just an empathetic person, and being an empath, I feel those things. So, but I like to know in my heart of hearts. So for me, it was knowing that my prayer was answered and that my husband was the right person. For you, it may be a little bit more technical. So just whatever you do, make sure that you feel in your heart you've made the right choice when you do choose your accountability partner. Definitely, whether you pray or not, think on that for a few days before you invite them to do so. Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to go down and read you a couple of things that I found from the internet, actually, on multiple different sites, just because I've never had a failed accountability partnership in the past. So that is a thankful blessing for me. But sometimes if you don't pick the right partner, or you don't put your all into it, then things could, you know, fall off track. So I thought, as a simple little reminder, I could help you with a little things to keep in mind not to fall down these slopes. Okay, so the first thing, the very first biggest thing that could definitely break your accountability partnership is to deprioritize. You don't want to deprioritize this, because this is something that not only have you invested your time and yourself in, and your energy and your emotions in to a certain point, but someone else has invested into you personally by joining this accountability partnership or accountability group. Don't deprioritize someone else who has prioritized you. Don't deprioritize something that you know is really important in your life for you to be able to be successful in something, for you to meet a goal, you know, achieve a goal, whether it's personal, professional, you know, family oriented, anything. Don't deprioritize it, because at one point you made it a priority. There's a difference between accomplishing your goal and moving on than just quitting it and deprioritizing it and just shoving it aside and saying, I'll get to it when I feel like it, like I was doing with my podcast. So it's just, you've got to remember that, to keep that in mind. Don't deprioritize something that you know is important to you. It just isn't important at that moment. And I guess one of the things that I'll help, like maybe help you with there, if you're deprioritizing it, it's kind of like those negative thoughts. If you're sitting there and you're making excuses, it's kind of like having those constant negative thoughts. So what do you do when you have those? Do you talk yourself down? Do you get up? Do you like do a little bit of exercise? Do you get in the kitchen and start cooking? You know, what is it that helps you stop those negative thoughts? Treat deprioritizing your accountability partnership, your goals, as if you were doing that, okay? So no negative thoughts. Talk yourself out of that and get back up, and keep in mind that you have something important at hand. Okay. Never, ever bring judgment or lack of empathy to your accountability structure, to your partnership, to yourself. Do not do that, because the negative energy, the judgment that you throw in there, those things just devalue it and make it nothing. They make it meaningless. And then in the end, even if you do succeed in achieving your goal, how good are you really going to feel about it when you were bringing in negativity the entire time? When you were deprioritizing, when you were complaining and judging, whether it's yourself or your partner or the way the two of you are doing things or the way the group of you are doing things, there are healthy ways to talk about and to address situations. Don't be negative. Try to stay positive, because positive achievements always outweigh the negative. Okay. I do believe that you can achieve goals if you're moaning and complaining the whole time, but I don't believe that they are as valuable, as important, as far as the way that I feel emotionally when I think about goals. I would much rather achieve a positive goal than a negative goal. So just remember that those two things are highly important in your accountability partnerships. Okay, so as we learned today, accountability partnership is an effective as well as a healthy way to make and achieve your goals, okay? Just remember that you are investing in this, but you are not the only one. An accountability partnership is more than one person, so do not devalue or deprioritize what other people are putting in and prioritizing, especially when it's you they're prioritizing, okay? And so I'm going to leave you with one thing. This one little thing right here kind of sums it all up perfectly. As the African proverb says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. God bless you all, and I hope that you have a wonderful time in your new accountability partnership, and I look forward to hearing about what you're doing. So if you would like to share, please share in the comments, or feel free to email me at fromtraumatotriumphpcola@gmail.com. Bye, guys. Thanks for watching, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are special. You are kind. You are smart. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are important. To reach out to me, please do so by commenting or emailing fromtraumatotriumphpcola@gmail.com. God bless you all.